All right, Jamal, say good morning. Let's begin. So let's pick up page 132, the middle of the page. So right over here, Zrizos Koma Me'alateva. So Zrizos, remember again, we're in this section now about Zrizos. So the Ramchal writes that Zrizos is a koma, is a level above nature. He says, Hazrizus Zokoma Chadasha. Because remember again, we were speaking about the idea that Zrizus, let's go back for 1 second. Zihirus, which represented again the concept of introspection. So, and Zihirus, let me say it differently. Zihirus, according to the Ramchal, really represented the approach in life of avoiding things that are potentially dangerous, avoiding things that, by definition, could self-sabotage. So the Ramchal posited that Zihirus is intuitive, because even in the animal kingdom, animals avoid things that are detrimental and dangerous. Zrizos, however, is something above and beyond. Zrizos represents, again, well, we're going to see what it represents, but Zrizos is something that's above the just the normal, natural situation. As we write over here, Zrizos, Zekoma Chadosha. Zrizos is a new level. Yesh ba koshi, it has difficulty. Yesh ba hisromimus, vehiskadmus gidola, yoseh me'asher bezihirus. It has ultimately, again, an elevation. It has hiskadmus gidola that is even greater than zihirus. Bezihirus, ato ne'ezar be'element tivi, shekayim b'cha. So remember, as we just mentioned before, when it comes to zihirus, ultimately, a person is embedded within a particular natural element, an inherent, innate element. Behigayon bari shetamun b'cha, with a mindset that's innate, which Shabbos says, you said before, is this avoidance of danger. So remember, in the Zihiros model, I identify the things in life that are not good for me, and I try to the best of my ability to avoid them. Bezrizos ata tzarech laleches neged hateva. When it comes to Zrizos, however, a person has to go against their very nature. Hazrizos zelo mahalech hegioni. When it comes to Zrizos, ultimately, again, this is not necessarily something innate or logical. Hulo amar shasech l'mechayeves hazrizos. Remember, again, intuitively or logically, there's not necessarily a need for Zrizos. Hulo omer sheze hegioni. Hulo amar sheze mitbakesh, zelo tivi. It's not natural or innate. Now remember, this is even yet without having fully defined what exactly is, what Zrizos is. Because remember, as much as we said before, Ramchal told us last week that when it comes to Zrizos, often we're focused on this idea of like Zrizin makdiman lemitzos. This idea that Zrizos represents how we do a mitzvah. So we already pointed out that's one part of Zrizos. But there's going to be an additional piece of Zrizos which just represents a general mindset and a general approach to life. Zrizos, sa'ad rishon behiskadmus, lo tivit. As we're going to see when it comes to Zrizos, the first step is not necessarily a natural, good morning, not necessarily a natural or an innate one. Tzarech lahavin es hamusag hazeh, hiskadmus lo tivit. As we're going to see again, that this hiskadmos, now we're going to define this term a little bit more closely shortly, but this hiskadmos almost represents like a getting in front of things. Getting in front of things in life is not necessarily a natural approach. So what does the Ramchal ultimately want us to do? Things that are against our nature. Ha'im, page 133. Lo normalim. Is Ramchal asking us to do something that are not necessarily innate, not normal? Laleches neged hametzius shelanu, to go against our metzius. Lios lo tivim, to be unnatural. Ramchal omer shiyesh b'socha adam kavedos. Remember again, so the Ramchal said, why is Zrizos in general so difficult? Now remember again, we haven't even defined what real Zrizos is yet. So far we only know Zrizos from the context. From the context of like Zrizin Makdim and the mitzvahs, of doing mitzvahs with a sense of Zrizos. Why is that so difficult? That's so difficult, says the Ramchal, because man is kavod. Man is heavy. Right? Man, inherently, man has a heaviness associated with him. Umayi, and therefore again, he moves slower. Umayi hakvedus, what is the heaviness of man? Afrius hachomrius gas. Ultimately, again, literally afrios achomrios means a physicality that's associated with him. Ubiglaza ha adam lo chafetz b'torach u'malacha. So remember again, the inherent reason why Zrizos is so difficult, and this is even in the first iteration of Zrizos, which is just simply understood as an alacrity, an excitement, an eagerness, a zeal to do mitzvahs, is because man inherently dislikes work and exertion. Dislikes work and exertion, meaning if I have my choice, I'd rather sit and be idle. I'd rather not push myself to have to do anything. Lo chafetz b'lasos malacha. Person doesn't like to do work. Madua lalechas la'avod zeh. Madua lalechas la'avod zeh davar lo TV. Ultimately, again, why should I go and do any kind of work? This is not meaning when we say it's not natural, it's meaning it's not inherent. It's not something that on my own I desire to do. Ze dafka kein TV. Kulam askimim sha'adam sholech la'avod, hu lo meshuga, hu lo normali, hu lo nilcham neged ha'teva, hu lo nilcham neged ha'chayim. Now, Rav Kashtiel chooses to challenge this assertion of the Ramchal, and he says like this, the Ramchal makes it sound like that people in their nature don't want to work, would rather just sit and be idle, and would rather not have to do too much. So says Rav Kashtiel, that's not really true. You know, if you think about it, people are not averse to work. People ultimately, again, don't find work to be something repulsive or crazy or unnatural. So why does the Ramchal make it sound like that it's so against our teva, that it's so against our nature to be able to work, to be able to move, to be able to exert? He goes on, he says, after all, everyone does it every single day. Lo TV, Perusha, this is the bold paragraph on page 133. Lo TV, Pirusho shel davar shebesoch ha'adam atzmo yesh netia ma'od chazaka. When we say that something is not natural, the perush seems to be that it's a davar shebesoch ha'adam atzmo yesh netia ma'od chazaka tivis lemenucha lechoser mas. What Ramchal means to say is the following: is that when we say that work or that exertion is low TV, it doesn't mean that it's unnatural for man to do it. What it means is that it may not be the natural disposition of the individual. That if given a choice, a person would rather be in a state of rest, in a state ultimately again where he is not exerting, than rather to be in a state ultimately again where there is exertion. He goes on, he says, "Tiv'it le'menucha l'choser mas." It's tempting, which makes sense. If you give most people a choice between going to work or staying home, I don't mean like if the kids are off from school. If the kids are off from school, that's a different shayla, all right? But I'm saying, I just mean there, if you give people a choice, ultimately, again, between going to work and between being home, most people will choose ultimately rest and relaxation. Hanetiyah hazos shenim tzeis pesocha adam. Nikres nityasa afar. So this idea that a person ultimately would rather rest than work, that that's the nitya of the person, this is called nityasa afar, the afar. This is called the inclination to be more like the dirt, like the earth, which is stationary and not have to move or exert. Afrios achomrios. So we'll say, so this is a very important yisod. So Rav Kashtila, I think, is clarifying the Ramchal's words in a very dramatic fashion. So the Ramchal is saying the reason why Zrizos is so important is because Zrizos forces us to go against our teva. The teva of man is kvedos, is afrios, is chamrios. Man is earthly, man is physical, man is stationary. He doesn't want to work. So Rav Kashtila, one second. Let's just clarify that a little bit. People work all the day. People work many years. So obviously, it's not unnatural for me to work. What it means, says Rav Kashtiel, is given the choice, I'd rather be in a state of rest. I'd rather be in a stationary state than in a state, ultimately, of exertion. I will say that this is an incredibly important yisod, because now what comes out is, without even knowing full definitions, the Ramchal is teaching us that there's a midah of zrizos, and the midah of zrizos is to condition myself to be on the level that I'd rather work than not. Again, what kind of work we'll discuss. But that's the midah of zrizos, that I'd rather be in a state of movement than a state of rest. I'd rather be in a state of productivity than a state, ultimately, again, of stationary kavedos and afrios. Let's go on a little bit. Adama yitzivos choser shinui. Brias ha'adam kifishem into eres apashas bereshis. He al yidei shakodesh baruch hu lakach afra min ha'adama v'nafach bo ruach hayim. The creation of man, as described in Bereshis, is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking afar, God taking dirt from the earth and breathing into it life. Yesh besocha adam me'etzem yitziraso shnei tzdadim. So there is within the creation of man two different aspects. Shnei markivim, two different elements. Be'ofen tivi, kach notzer adam. Both in TV mode. So ultimately, again, remember, man was created in a very natural fashion. Yesh pesocho, pen shel afar. V'yesh pesocho, ruach. So man has these two elements. Man is this element of afar, of literally dirt. Remember again, the name Adam itself comes from Adama, or one of the passages comes from Adama. So man has earth, man has dirt, and man ultimately has ruach, has spirit. Ha'afar, ha'ofi ha'afri, b'teva hu sha'afar, hu ma'od yatsiv. Remember, what's the teva of dirt? The teva of dirt is, it's predictable. It's stationary, right? Meaning, here's the great part about land, is that you never have to wake up in the morning wondering where your land is going to be, right? I have to look for my keys. I have to look for a lot of different things. But the one thing I don't have to look for is the earth, right? Where it was last night, chances are, is where it's going to be this morning. However, mevate davar shenimtza lemato, avalu omid b'makom hu lo zaz. So the afra ultimately is not only something earthly, but it's something that doesn't move. It's stationary. Zelot tzmachim she'umnam tzomchim aval gam novlim. So it's interesting. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create us on plant life, because that's the interesting thing about plant life. Plant life blossoms, but then ultimately, again, it dies, right? Most types of plant life are seasonal in nature. They have their moments where they're alive and vibrant, and they have their moments where they're dormant. Va'olim shalahem afim l'chol ruach. And remember, again, even when they're alive, let's say, for example, the leaves on the tree, they flap in all different directions. V'lo balechayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us from plant life, which, again, is seasonal. He didn't create us from plant life, which flaps all over the place. Furthermore, v'lo balechayim, God didn't create us from the animal kingdom. Shekol, page 134. Shekol azman, nodidim v'zazim, zelel ruach nosheves. Interestingly enough, what's unique about the plant world, the animal kingdom also is always in a state of movement, right? State of movement. Ultimately, again, they're never really stationary. Afar, so here you see it's interesting. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create us ultimately again from the earth, from the plant life, which is seasonal and moves around. Doesn't create us ultimately again from the animal kingdom, which is in a state of constant movement. Rather, it creates us from afar. So afar, hu mevate as hayisod hayatziv. So ultimately, earth represents something that is stationary. But here's where, what does yatziv mean? What does yatziv mean? Yatziv means like foundationally dependent, like MS v'yatziv. Like the Ribono Shel Olam is dependent. He's there. So earth is also dependent. It's there. Hayisod shebacho zaz, ein bo shinuyim, ein bo tenudos, ein bo is patchus, ein bo tenua, he nishar kimoshehu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us from an element, i.e. earth, which does not change. It does not move. It does not diminish. It does not have any level of movement. Rather, it remains exactly as is. Ribono shel olam bara osanu, shebesochenu yesh afar. The Ribono shel olam created us inside, and at our core, ultimately again, is earth. We'll stop over here for today, but also you begin to see, even before we go on, how as much as being like earth is going to have its drawbacks and, disadvantages, we're going to see that there are many advantages to being earth-like as well. This dependability, this stability, but ultimately in the realm of Ruchnius, we're going to see how coming from earth is a great disadvantage, because although being dependable and stable definitely has its advantages, Lemaisa, being change-averse or being very difficult ultimately to mold into something different can have dramatically detrimental effects. So we'll pick up in Mirat Hashem with this tomorrow. We'll pick up the fourth line actually on page 134.